Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli. 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat. 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Ace's Notre Dame hat, plus Neil Young and Chick Shoes, and the Green Lantern. Coming up right after this.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
With the cost of gasoline, I wish they'd throw in Vaseline. 'Cause when I fill my tank with gas, I feel this sharp pain in my ass. Keep my car rolling, it's like that nozzle's up my colon. Now I see how petroleum jelly got its name. Hey! And when I say I need some help, the station says go pump yourself, and pumps used euphemistically, said almost sadistically. While everyone is asking why, I ask please pass the KY. Now I see how petroleum jelly got its name.
Hey!
Oh, keychain.
Wow.
Since they're gonna have their way, the least the gas stations could say, with every fill up, every man gets a free prostate exam.
Ouch.
And all the guys who work full service wear latex gloves, so don't get nervous. Now I see how
petroleum
jelly got its name.
Ho!
Well...
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I've got to decide if I can read this letter.
Okay.
Give me just a second to review.
I have to say, Ace, you're wearing a Notre Dame hat, but it's not green. Was that your...
They're the Irish, come on.
Yeah, but it's not green.
I think I will side with Ace on this.
You're going to take that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish.
I know they're the Fighting Irish.
And I just went to the bathroom. I don't think this green shirt of mine really is green.
I said that. Yeah. It's a blue-green. It's like a teal.
But you said that other shirt you had was red, and it wasn't red.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is kind of... This is the closest thing I had to green this morning.
That's more green than your red shirt was red.
Okay. So a bit...
It looks nice on you. It's a good color.
Okay, thank you very
much. Looks okay.
And now, Chick, I've got a musical accompaniment to your shoes. Do you want to show them to us again? That's your green over there.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I have a pair of Nike Cortez on with a green swoosh.
Jesus.
Yeah, we enjoy that.
What this is, Christy?
No, it's Neil Young.
Looking for the new world.
This is
your major point. Wrap it up.
A great Neil Young album called Zuma. That's Cortez the Killer.
There was a great Neil Young album? I missed it.
Oh,
come on now.
Wrong with you. Are you kidding?
No, I've always said Neil.
I'm not kidding.
Russ
Neil,
never
sorry.
Sleeps.
Neil sure can write a song.
Oh, he's the greatest.
I don't care. Give me the hate mail. I'm not a Neil Young fan.
It's okay. He's a real, very, very nice guy, too. I had a chance to talk to him.
I'm sure he is.
David Crosby's exactly like that, only the exact opposite.
I didn't want to say to Neil, do you ever feel like punching David Crosby when he gets up on stage and starts talking about conspiracy theories?
Jackass.
That's a terrific album from Neil. But your shoes are called the Cortez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nike Cortez.
Seems like an odd choice.
I mean,
Cortez
don't know what
kind
your
of
decimated
the Aztecs. Would you do a shoe? Hey, the new Nike Pol Pot.
I don't know, Tom.
Nothing better to wear in the killing fields than the new Nike Pol Pot. No? Anybody cracked open a book? Okay.
There's nothing funny. The book's been cracked. Down that road.
You know, I normally really don't laugh at the Killing Fields hunk that you do. That's just me, though.
Okay.
Apparently, the Nike Cortez was named after Hernan Cortez, the Spanish conquistador who conquered the Aztecs as a direct response to a legal challenge for Adidas, originally named the Aztec for the 1968 Mexico Olympics.
Oh.
There you go.
There you have it.
It's still in poor taste.
Well, I'm just telling
you. Know what? I'll tell Nike that.
You don't wear the Puma Hitler. I mean, I'm just saying. There are certain people you don't glorify.
You know, maybe that was why Nike folded and you don't hear about them anymore.
That could be, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That didn't happen. That's right.
I understand that their market share has diminished substantially.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that what you understand? Yeah.
I don't wear it.
Get it backed up on the internet.
I don't wear.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because of the Cortez?
That would be a logical and yet incorrect answer. No, I just not there. I find them too narrow for
a
my,
lot of people find them too
for
narrow.
My feet.
That's correct.
Actually,
yeah.
Well, you got to do better.
I don't particularly care to wear athletic shoes during the day.
During the day.
Since when?
You used to always wear them
at the gym.
Yeah,
what?
I went through a brief phase.
You wear Brogans at the gym? Is that what you're?
No. During the day, walking around the streets, I like to wear leather shoes like a gentleman.
Is that right?
Yes.
So, what are you going to do in the summer? You're going to wear those leather ski boots the whole year?
They're not ski boots. I have some modified versions of these. I found they're more like shoes. Let's just move forward here. What's happening in the world of sports?
Wait a minute!
Roaring in my head.
Sneakers forever. Those O2s or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They,
no,
they
he
called?
Has. He had sneakers.
Yeah.
He
on
had
clouds.
Sneakers
on clouds.
He wore black underwear.
Yeah.
He denies all of this now.
He's an on cloud denier.
I always wear black underwear.
You just said that you are white tidy whiteies
no,
is what you wear.
Never.
I can't keep up with you.
When did I say that?
Doing.
I never said that.
You wore the bike short ones. The boxer briefs that you swear you never wore.
They're black. You want to see them?
No.
I don't.
No,
and I don't think that's what you said the last time we talked about underwear, but okay.
No, I always wear black underwear.
Okay.
Okay.
I stand corrected. Go ahead. You have a letter?
This may require a substantial editing.
Okay.
Do you have a letter?
Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to do it now while I'm reading a letter.
Yeah.
Thank you for your attention. hello, Bob and Tom Show. I was just listening the other day, and you were asking what are Green Lantern's powers?
Yes.
You remember this, huh? I thought I would take a moment to explain. This is from Justin in Kentucky. The Green Lanterns are essentially intergalactic space cops. There are many. The Green Lantern's power ring transforms the wearer's willpower and imagination into green energy.
I can't believe he wasn't more popular.
And I'm telling you, there's another two paragraphs that I've chosen not to read.
No, I didn't buy into Green Lantern.
No, no one did.
They're the Green Lanterns.
And I wasn't really a big Justice League fan. I like the solo stuff.
Yellow Lanterns. Oh, really? See, I think kids in general like it when the superheroes team up. A special appearance by such and such and Spider-Man. Oh, yeah.
Although
Tom likes to be by himself. We all know that.
As a youth, I never understood the Wonder Twins. They're like, bucket of water, and then the other one would like throw the bucket of water on somebody. Like it was like the
and they touched rings.
Oh yeah,
the Wonder Twins.
Yeah.
It's Superman had a logical storyline.
Oh yeah,
Kryptonite, Jor-El, Kal-El,
sure.
Yeah. Logical.
And you know Clark Kent's great disguise.
That was a logical.
In his mind.
Okay. So his home planet blew up, and his parents sent him here.
Yeah, so in a rocket.
He flies.
In a rocket.
In a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very logical.
That's logical.
And he landed in a farm field, and some people found him.
The Kents.
Yes.
This is logical.
You know what? When I hear it back.
I was a little skeptical when he had the dog Crypto, I got to tell you.
Oh, that's the only reason
was Crypto in the rocket with him?
I forget the explanation.
I don't know how Crypto got here. Yeah. That's interesting.
Maybe he had a separate rocket for the dog. I don't remember. Well, but
there's some logic behind it, though. It's very logical.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the last Superman was Crypto.
Yeah, they brought Crypto in.
You know, there was no Crypto, though. That was all AI or computer generated or something.
Okay. Well, now, this gets back to my dilemma the other day. I was in a clinic getting this infusion. It's just a minor issue. I have a skin thing, nothing big. But I have to sit there for 3+ hours with this thing in my hand, this IV.
Right.
I had to go to the bathroom because you're full of fluids and they have you drink a lot of. But some lady walked into the bathroom and she didn't come out for finally about 30 minutes.
Right.
I was wondering, should I have called the nurse and said this could be a problem in there? This is a letter from Megan. She writes, how long should you wait in case you think there might be a dead person in the bathroom? When I was 17, I worked at a tanning salon. There were 10 beds. I was there by myself. It was close to closing time. One of our regulars came in to tan. He was an older gentleman.
So hot.
He told me he had to go to the bathroom. 20 minutes went by. Finally, I mustered up the courage to walk back there to knock. No answer. Knocked again. No answer.
Oh, no.
I attempted to open the door. It was locked. Like something was wedged between the door and the wall.
Oh, my God.
So I called 911. Come to find out he had passed out, hit his head in the porcelain sink, and was profusely bleeding from his head.
Oh, jeez.
In case you're wondering, they do leave all the blood for the 17-year-old girl to clean up. Anyway, the answer is, how soon should you knock? 20 minutes.
The guy okay?
Let's just say the guy, he's fine. Wherever he may be.
Wherever he may be. He's A-okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, Pat, are you worried about passing out in the bathroom and bleeding?
Yes, okay. I am now.
All right.
But I mean, you know,
should
I
have, after 20 minutes, should I have said to one of the nurses, you should check on the...
I say 10 minutes.
I say 20.
10 it's minutes. Like, she could be doing, Wordle.
You're thinking about it different. No one should be in a public bathroom longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Public bathroom.
What if you're constipated?
Yeah, that should be underlined.
Well, then up and come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, they realize somebody is probably waiting on where they are. So let's pick it up, lady.
Okay. I'm always worried that I'm taking too much time in a public bathroom, no matter how long.
I just don't want to die in one.
Well, of course not. Nobody wants to die in a public bathroom, Tom.
Why?
It's not high on anybody's list.
You're dead. Hang on a second. Hang on.
I would care.
Let's hear him out. This is a good topic. Jeff, where do you not want to die?
Tom's bathroom?
Yeah, I've always said hotel room. That sounds depressing. Yeah, but that's probably how it's going to...
Well...
What do you think, Christy?
No, you're not going to...
What do you think? Where do you not want to die?
I don't want to die.
Here on the show?
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
I died about 20 minutes ago.
I think Tom will pick this up. I got bad news for you.
Hey, I have a Tomism that somebody wrote in about. Want to hear it?
Yep. Yeah.
This is from Dave. Dave is speaking to a coworker, and he couldn't remember the word accordion. So he said, you know, the chess piano.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, right?
I like chess
Thanks,
piano.
Dave.
That sounds like a line you'd use in high school. Hey, can men if I play the chess piano? Honk, honk. Oh, wait a minute. It turns out it's the horn section.
What's the first set of boobs you touched? Do you remember the girl's name?
My mom. Thank you very much.
Oh,
breastfeeding, you know.
Wow.
Sally, though.
Were you breastfed? I don't think we've ever covered
this.
He
wasn't breastfed.
I was not, actually.
No, because you and I have more or less same climate. Yeah.
The idiots,
right.
The culture in the 50s.
Very much so.
And early 60s.
They discouraged women from breastfeeding, which was ridiculous.
Right.
But it was, I don't know what the logic was. But
we turned out okay.
I think it might have been the company.
The company wanted to make a lot of
money. The companies
money.
That were making the artificial.
Formula, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hair Similac.
Yeah. In the context of something we were discussing earlier, do you know what this is?
That's something to do with my Nike Cortezes. I know that.
Yeah, what is it?
He pronounces it Conquistador.
Conquistador?
Did he really?
He did.
I've never noticed that.
I hadn't either.
And I was aware of that song. Bad, by God, he does.
Boy, he does.
Oh.
It's a great song by Procol Harum.
So, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gary Brooker. Oh, great tune. You never heard that one?
Oh, I love that
what's
one.
What's the song's, what's the hook?
Oh, it's, here.
That's it.
That's kind of it. Like some angel's halo brow. It was a reasonable hit, believe it or not.
I see your unplated breast. I remember it, but I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, how did this become a hit? Do they want something after Whiter Shade of Pale? Or?
Wow.
Here comes the hook.
I don't remember this much organ in the original.
It's a little busy.
It's a great song. It's
sounds like you produced it.
Very, very weird lyric.
More horns, more organ.
Very weird lyric, but a great song. Speaking of Conquistador, why are we talking about that? Because Chick is wearing shoes named after the Conquistador.
Yes.
Cortez.
Yes.
So,
or Nike, the company.
Because they're green shoes.
They have a green swoosh.
That's our tribute to the Aztecs and St. Patrick's Day. This is the only place.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.